This week on Arbitrary Jocularity, we have two guests, Paul, a graduate student in the film program at SU, and Rachel, a web designer for Etsy and an aspiring app creator. We talk about some of their recent and upcoming projects and brainstorm what are potentially million-dollar ideas. Enjoy the show.
My idea for the podcast was just that both Rachel and Paul did art of some sort. That was most of it, and I made a terrible quiz. Now. So yeah, let's spitball from there.
It's such a good start.
Timer starts now.
Oh, so much pressure.
Indeed, Paul. What have you been up to, art wise?
Art wise, well. I just finished filming a monster film that I did over the summer, and just finished editing it. It's a live-action film dealing with some full monster suits that look like Muppets, essentially. They operate and function like Muppets with actors controlling all their features, emotions, actions. And so that's done, and I recently just got a position in the art department on the new film being shot in Syracuse, Opium Wars.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's one of the new production houses that's opening up. I think it's called The Film House. Mm-hmm. It's a multi-million dollar film. It's got a strong female lead, and it's a sci-fi film about aliens that invade, and they kind of use opium to... I don't inspire the workers that are humans, or... I'm not really sure how the opium plays into it, but it's a big part in this.
Gotcha.
But it's kind of like The Walking Dead, where there's like the town with the mayor... Only it's an alien bed person, so there's a space cadet who crashes into Earth and kind of rids all evil before flying away and fixing your ship. So I'm not really sure exactly what I'm doing on that, except for turning some of the Syracuse buildings into more alien-esque things, but at the moment, that is my current state in the art world.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, this just happened like 4 days ago.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a recent development.
What do you do on set?
So, predominantly I do production design stuff. So, it's either costuming, special effects, makeup, props, set design, set dressing, continuity, that kind of thing. So, when I was talking to the art director, he was talking about how he wanted one of these walls in the alien bar to have a bunch of faces coming out of it, but it was going to be made out of fabric because he wanted light to come through and that type of stuff. So, it sounds like that might be my project of making this kind of face wall out of fabric.
Is it like human faces that they've trapped in the wall?
Well, see, that was my question. I was like, so why are these faces here? I don't understand. It was, I'm sorry. And from what I got, he's going for a sort of Big Brother 1984 feel, so these faces potentially could be like watching... eyes, but because it's not too futuristic, he's not using cameras, so instead it's kind of these Venetian faces that are within the wall. I'm still a little confused on it, but it's not my vision, so I'm just kind of like making the work. It's kind of what it comes down to.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they can't spoil too much because I don't know much about it.
Right.
So, but yeah, that's at the moment, that's what it looks like it's wrapping up to be, so it could be a very interesting project. This guy worked on Sharknado.
Oh
yeah.
A lot of potential, right? There.
There's so much potential.
Has anyone seen that movie?
No.
I think I watched one.
Oh, the first. Oh wait, because they made
there's
a sequel.
Two.
Right?
Yeah,
they
there's
did
two.
Make a sequel, and I think they like shot it and then put it out like the next week. So.
I watched a film about piranhas in a water park.
That was Piranhas 3D.
Oh man,
I think I saw clips of that.
Sure. I mean, I'm sure fish survive in chlorine and all that stuff really well.
Yeah, real great.
So that movie makes perfect sense.
I found in watching that style of movie that you can tell the quality of the movie by how many boobs you see in the first 30 seconds.
Whether it needs to draw
they
you
need
in
some or... kind of like hook to keep you in.
Gotcha. So
really bad ones.
The worse the film is, the more boobs you see early on.
Indeed.
That's my gauge.
Fair enough.
Well, I think it's the opposite. The better the movie is, the more boobs you see constantly.
That's just your gauge of how much you enjoy it.
Yeah, there should just be like, you know, quality a good of movie, and enjoying and then just the like movie. Hardcore sex, and then good movie again, you know?
So you just want an expensive porno is what you're saying.
I guess, but I don't want it to be, like, labeled porn. Just, like, you
he
know.
He wants to be art. It's an art,
art
podcast,
it's art.
Paul.
Okay, sorry. Correct.
You know, it's
here.
Brad Pitt. It's, like, headline people, you know, and then they just fuck a little bit.
I like that you named a guy as the headline person. Get your priorities, though. That's good, I guess.
It has to be Brad Pitt.
I'm Brad Hathaway and Brad Pitt. I want to see Mr. and Mrs. Smith, but, like, just real hardcore, you know?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, too, keeping the marriage alive.
Yeah, now with, like, 8 adopted children.
Well, do you know, they're all now little spies. They're going to be pitted against each other.
Brilliant. We've made millions of dollars with this podcast already. We just got to write this script.
Yeah, done. Oh, no, now we can't put it anywhere because people are going to steal it.
Right, we can't put the podcast up anymore. Damn. We'll just cut out this all the words that deal with it. We'll just random
sure,
clips.
Yeah, we'll just jump around.
Problem solved.
Great.
We could do a thing like Tusk, where the podcast is how the movie gets created and also gets a, like, viewership.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and then nobody went to see it, so.
I
went to see it.
The one and only.
Yeah. Right, it was an empty theater when I got there.
Wow.
Do you guys know about this movie?
No.
Andrew told it to me. You can tell Paul, because I don't really remember.
It's Kevin Smith. He did, like, Clerks and all that. Right. But, you know, now he does podcasts where he just gets stoned and talks about shit. And in one of these stupid podcasts, for some reason, they just really fleshed out this entire script for a movie about a guy. I think it was, like, Human Centipede, but instead of, you know, sewing people together, it was just making a walrus.
Oh.
And sure. It's just as fucked up as it sounds.
It's kind of like a realistic episode of South Park where they
yeah,
turn into a dolphin.
And it's pretty hilarious if you go in knowing that it's a stoner writing a movie and then shooting it because he wants to.
Yeah, fair enough.
You have to have that context.
And you should be drunk because it's really funny. Like, it's really well written. It's a lot of dialogue. It's not like action-y or anything. It's hilarious.
Guess it'll be something I'll have to
actually look
drink
into.
A lot and then watch.
Yes.
It's doable.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could handle that.
Yeah, I watched your The Monsters movie.
Yeah?
That was pretty good. It was pretty interesting. I wasn't sure where it was going throughout the whole time. It almost felt like you kept changing the perspective or the how you were supposed to view it.
A little bit. It's been changed since you last saw it. It's been
shortened.
It's been shortened. It dragged a little bit, so after I got some reviews, I went in and re-edited and shortened it by like a minute and a half.
Okay.
Just a significant amount.
Is it pretty much done then?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to watch it again.
Yeah, I'll have to repost it first.
That would help.
Yeah, but you'll see the same thing all over again. But yeah. So, one down, one to go.
One more movie and then you're all done?
Then I'm done.
Then retirement, man.
Then retirement, yeah, exactly.
Cashing out.
I've already been there, done that, done.
That's Hollywood.
I'm counting on this film taking me all the way.
Oh, for the listeners, Paul's a grad student at Syracuse in
the film program. That's a MFA program in film. And yeah, so each year we make a independent film. So as a third year grad student, I'm now working on my final and third film, which I have to then defend in May. So wish me luck.
What do you mean, defend against people critiquing it?
Yeah, so not only do I have to write a thesis and film a thesis film, but then I have to find about 4 to 5 professors or faculty members that will be my defense committee. Now, on the defense committee, they pretty much sit behind me in this final interview with the board and the whole film department, and they talk about my work, saying why this is good enough to get my thesis, why this deserves a master's, and I sit there quietly and don't get to say anything, really, and I rely on my committee to kind of talk for me, unless I get asked a direct question. Mm-hmm. But essentially, the big board I sit in front of, they watch my film, they read my thesis, they critique it, and then based on the conversation that happens, they decide, yes, you get your master's, no, you do not. So I can pay for all my schooling, go through 3 years, make 3 films, write a thesis, and not get my master's if I don't pass my defense.
That
sounds pretty much, it all comes down to that one moment.
Did they tell you right then, too? Do they, like, all whisper to each other and then be like, you are dead?
Pretty much. Well, they make you leave the room, and everyone stays in the room, and they talk about it, and then when they've come to their decision, they call you back in, and then they tell you right then and there.
That's
like,
brutal.
Yes or no. Yeah. It's really nerve-wracking, most third-year grad students, because I've been around. A bunch of my friends have already graduated and gone through it. Yeah, they're freaking out for the whole week before and stressing big time, so we tend to let them go hide in the corner, whatever they need to do, cry in the closet beforehand and after. Usually it's a big party.
Do most people get through it?
As far as I know, most people do. I don't know of anyone who hasn't made it through.
But I don't know how many people be like, everybody, my dream is dead.
Time to start Plan B.
Yeah.
You get to retake it?
I don't really know how that works, to be honest. I never really looked that far into it because I was really hoping I wouldn't have to try again. I think in my idea, it's like, if it doesn't work the first time, it's just not meant to be. Don't force a bad issue. You know?
Don't plan for failure.
Exactly. If it happens, well, accept it and move on. There are other options. And to be honest, I don't need a degree to get into the field. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to have a degree to work in film. However, if you want to teach, which I would like to do, I need my master's, because that's as high as you can go up in the art field, unless you're doing art history, and then you can get a PhD.
Art history. That's useless.
Yeah. don't tell anyone that.
Megan tried that a bit. So, well, there's our first guest, our second guest, Rachel. Andrew, you want to introduce her?
Oh, yeah, Rachel's this girl I know, and she does design and stuff. She works at Etsy, and she makes her own jewelry and sells it on Etsy.
Ooh.
It's not a conflict of interest.
Well, you say it like that.
Well, that's what it is.
It's not. I'm actually at a disadvantage. They have admin out of all the algorithms that choose featured items and stuff.
Oh, so
automatically disqualified.
That's bullshit.
Because it would seem unfair. But I've been taking classes in iOS apps for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, very nice.
So I've been trying to think of an app idea. Ooh. So if you guys think of anything, you should let me know.
I've got one. I've had one for a while.
Oh, yeah?
A deck of cards. Because people...
I think that exists.
I didn't look into it because it's been a year since I thought of it. But, I mean, I'm sure there's games, like you can get a poker app or you can get a solitaire app or other games with people apps. But I don't know if there is an app for just a deck of cards. So if anybody who had that app, you could go on and then you either set up your rules or you just deal out cards, you know? It'll see the other people with the app. And then you can give them a card and they'll just automatically have a random.
Oh, that'd be cool. Depending on like how you slide the card off the screen, you could
So it's literally a deck of cards. It's not a game. It's a deck of cards.
That's kind of cool.
That is cool.
I think it's a brilliant idea. I don't know any app inventing people, and I didn't feel like learning that kind of stuff. So
now
it's now your idea, Rachel.
Connection made.
I'll give you 5% of the profits.
No, cut them out. 5%.
Only 5%.
Yeah.
5% is good. 5% is perfect.
Nobody called me. I'm like, too generous.
I don't plan on doing any of the work, so I feel like that 5% is a huge amount.
Yeah, but the idea is such a brainchild. Like, without that, you got nothing. You can pull it out for more. You
can't copyright an idea. It's generous that she's giving him anything.
Jeesh.
Here's the other app ideas I've collected. Do you guys want to hear about them?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, so when I first started taking classes, Andrew came up with this idea called Goat Poke.
Oh, this was like 2 years ago.
Well, the idea for that app is that you can tap on somebody's name, and then no matter what the sound setting is for their phone, Their phone makes a very loud goat noise. And there's nothing you can do to stop it.
Except if you catch it, you can send it back to them. If you get it fast enough, you can send it right back.
So you get like a 5-second response time.
Yeah, but then the time starts getting shorter and shorter, so somebody's going to get fucked.
So I feel like it should start at like 10 seconds then, so you have more of that suspense buildup with it getting shorter and shorter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be pretty fun. I feel like people would abuse it.
Oh, yeah.
Or if it's only 5 seconds, the more people it gets passed to before it, like, releases is, like, the shorter time you get to respond. Or how loud it is.
Yes, the loudness.
Needed loudness is dictated by how many people gets passed through before.
Interesting.
That's a cool idea.
Because then it can be really quiet if you're the first one. Yeah, but then if you're, like, the tenth person, it's just, like, a fire alarm.
If you miss the first one, you have a quiet one.
But... Or maybe it's the duration of the goat bleat. Or loudness, and both. Whatever.
Both. All.
Both. As long and loud.
So many things.
How many people could we get fired with this app?
Right? Well, you know, if you don't have the app, you can't receive it. So I guess it's up to the individual to be smart about their choices.
Right, exactly. To be fun,
so we're
or
not
be,
liable.
Be right. Bums.
Right. So if they opt to have the app, then they're accepting the repercussions that come with having that app.
Indeed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sounds it's like fair. Entering a dare.
The worst dare, where no one wins.
Or everyone wins. Nobody wins on that.
Nope,
though,
nobody. No. You can laugh a bit. Almost a win.
I think if I had that app, I would keep sending it to someone in class that I knew had the app, just to make it go off at least once.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would win.
Yeah, it would ruin school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I would take
it. It would keep me awake in some of my classes, though. Or it would wake me up.
They're almost all the same.
All of a sudden, a goat.
Oh, sure. Well, that works. What are any other good app ideas you've had so far? Or bad ones, I should say.
I'm more interested in the bad ones.
Yeah.
Somebody else told me this weekend that I should build an app that's... bad pickup lines generator. But you can submit them too.
Okay.
So you like sort of crowdsource bad pickup lines and then spit them back at people.
It should give you a success rate too.
It should. Like this pickup line has success of
back.
This.
Like I tried this and it didn't work. It didn't work.
Yeah. Has worked once in 1,000 times.
That'd be great.
That's not bad.
That one could be. Could be interesting.
Darn these reasonable ideas.
So, you never told us. You said you had a jewelry line, but what does your jewelry look like?
I do, like, stuff in golds and brass and raw stones.
Okay, so is it, like, twisted wire and stone combo, or is it... more like loose organic moving earrings? Are they stiff? Like, come on, sell your product. Let's go. If you're gonna pitch it, let's
it's
go.
Kind of a, it's like minimal geometric. It's mostly like really small basic stuff. Kind of like, I guess you'd call it wardrobe staples. It's like every guy has to have a button-down shirt. It's like that for, you know, bracelets and earrings and stuff. Things you can style up or style down that aren't too flashy and don't really go out of style.
They're the forever classic.
Right. My my cousins decided to try that. They're taking a jewelry making class at the Y. And they made a couple pieces, but for some reason they're like, nah, we're not going to try and sell it. I was like, that's the whole point. Even if you think it's terrible, throw it up. Can't hurt.
Somebody's bound to buy it.
Either someone buys it or it doesn't.
Shameless plug.
But I don't think they put any of it up, so I guess it's not. Nah.
They save and give it to you for Christmas. That's really what's happening.
Oh.
Give it to Jeff specifically.
Yeah, exactly.
I made you these earrings.
I'm trying to picture you with an earring.
No.
I can see it.
Yeah. One of the big dangly hoop earrings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Got it. If I'm gonna wear an earring, it's got to be very noticeable.
Oh, yeah.
Can't try and sneak it by. You put it right in everyone's face.
It's Get a laser pointer, stick it in your ear.
Just blind everyone, because it'll be right at our eyesight.
Did you see my jewelry?
Oh, laser pointer pointed at a mini disco ball. Ooh. Boom. Goes everywhere. You could probably blind yourself with that.
Rachel, are you taking notes?
Yeah.
These are some good ideas.
We're pretty much printing money here.
Yeah, disco we're ball. Throwing it out. It's all free money right now.
LED disco ball earrings. I don't think those exist. Oh,
they be a crowd pleaser.
They will. Next month.
Probably,
after someone hears this in China.
It'll be just in time for New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
Times Square will be like a sparkling haven because everyone will have these disco ball laser pointer earrings.
It'll be terrifying.
Everyone will come up blind.
Yeah, just avoid New York then. Watch from the safety of your television.
With sunglasses.
With sunglasses.
Is Dick Clark dead yet?
I feel like I would have heard of that.
Did he die?
I feel like he'd make the news dying. Not that I'd remember. Who's or Dick watch Clark? The news.
Who's Dick Clark?
Don't give me that look.
Who's Dick Clark? You're not American. Yeah, right.
Is this another cowboy?
Dick Clark is the guy who like always does the New Year's podcast.
Yeah.
Like last year he was like talking like a character because he had a stroke.
Oh no.
And he's deaf and... I feel like he's mostly made of, like, somebody, like, stapled them together.
He's part robot.
He's 50% robot.
Yeah. He was just a puppet last time, and so they're like, all right, we're going to replace this one. This one's old. We're going to get a different puppet.
This one's short-circuited. Let's move on. Yeah. Whoever put him on last year was not being kind.
No.
Yeah.
Like, there's an expiration date to everyone, and just, like, let them pass away peacefully.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, phase him out once, yeah, exactly. At least almost in his prime.
Not make fun of him and drag out this agony anymore.
Mm-hmm. Before I forget, I made an art quiz.
Uh-oh.
Because I feel like we should do a quiz every podcast.
I'm so excited to see what your questions about art
are. Oh, yeah, they're... I don't think you need to know
Me
anything
too.
About
I'm
art.
I'm partly terrified because they could come from anywhere.
Yes, that's accurate. Some of them aren't barely even art-related. Okay. So I guess what we did last time is just everybody had a buzzin' word. Andrew, you want to be in on the quiz, too?
Okay.
Brilliant. So just pick a buzzin' word, all three of you.
Beer.
Andrew?
Balls.
Rachel?
Cats.
Brilliant. Okay. I'll say it. Someone buzz in to answer. If they miss it, then I'll let somebody else guess.
Do the points not matter? Like, whose line is it anyway?
No, the points matter, Paul.
Oh, shit.
If you lose, I don't know, think of something? We don't give prizes to winners. We just yell at the losers.
Oh, well, that's fair.
Okay. How many words long is Pablo Picasso's full name?
Cats.
Rachel.
Four.
Incorrect.
Damn
it's
it.
Higher than that.
Balls.
Andrew.
I'm going with 16. Mike.
Okay. Paul, you got a guess?
Well, beer, I guess I'm going to go with an in-between on those two. Let's go with six.
Andrew's the closest.
Oh, shit.
It's 23 words long.
I am the winner.
What? 23 words? Where'd you get this information?
I wrote it down. It's on Wikipedia. Spaniards.
Oh, no, you can't trust Wikipedia.
It was also on some epic rap battles of history. That's where I got my first fact.
So, are you going to read us the name?
I'll read you the name. I think I can say it correctly. Pablo Diego José Francisco de Paula Juan Nepomucino Maria de los Remedios Cipriano de la Santísima Trinidad Martyr Patricio Clito Ruiz y Picasso.
Yeah, they just threw in random shit in that name.
Yeah, he's, like, named after, like, 7 or 8 different saints.
And a couple countries.
And, yeah.
And a McDonald's symbol in there.
Ronald, I heard a Ronald in there.
Can you imagine signing paintings with your full name, though? You'd have to, like, reserve a foot, square foot in the corner to write all those words down.
I wonder how often he signed his full name. Once?
I don't think he ever did.
I couldn't imagine it's more than
Considering
once.
Considering I remember. Almost nobody knows it.
Okay, so Andrew's got a point.
I'm the winner.
Well, there's four other questions.
I am the greatest.
Never.
What European country has art libraries where you can rent out art for your home for up to €5? Andrew.
Sweden.
Incorrect.
So for up to how long?
For up to €5.
Oh.
That's pretty
cheap. You can rent it for a couple months.
What
kind of art is it?
Paul.
I'm just going to throw this out there. Let's go France.
Incorrect. Rachel. European country.
What's an entrepreneurial European country? I'm going to say Germany.
Can I guess again?
Nailed it.
Oh.
Woo!
It's bullshit.
Germany's got several cities with art libraries.
Sure.
Yeah.
At least my country touches that one, I think.
Yes, it does.
Okay. That's been out of question.
This isn't a geography quiz.
Thank God. Though I might be doing better on that one.
Okay. Leonardo da Vinci spent 12 years painting what part of the Mona Lisa?
Beer.
Paul.
The bridge.
The bridge?
There's a bridge in the Mona Lisa. It's in the back.
No, that's incorrect. I didn't even know there was a bridge.
I thought he said beard, so I think that's the right answer. But balls.
Andrew.
The smile.
Yeah, the lips. So
no,
the smile.
Really?
Yep, 12 years.
Too easy.
Meg Ryan.
The whole thing a couple times.
Yeah, well,
I remember seeing
Meg
it.
Meg Ryan made a movie about it, so it had to be the right answer.
You know, I thought someone would.
Mona Lisa's smile.
I thought
Julia
someone
Roberts.
Would reference that.
Of course they're going to reference that.
Okay. Andrew's got 2 points. In what century was the pencil created?
Yes, that is so art related.
Well, you can draw. I was running out of art there.
I never draw before pencils.
I didn't want to get too specific. Andrew.
I'm going to say it was in the 600 AD area. That area of time.
Incorrect.
Ah.
Earlier, later than that.
Are you going to guess something?
Yeah, I'm thinking. Right?
Cats.
Rachel.
1600.
Okay. Paul. We're going to go with closest.
Is this century?
Yes.
Was that? That's what the question was, wasn't it?
Yeah, what century?
Okay, so that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Alright, so I'm assuming it was after they had the quill and ink.
Presumably.
So they had that in at least 1776. Mm. So I'm going to say it's more like... I always screw this up with the centuries. So if you say the 18th century, it's like 19th.
I actually am confused about that. That's
right,
why I didn't answer you as quickly.
I was like, I don't know what... So...
Oh, in that case, Rachel won. 1565.
Damn, I said 1554!
Yeah, well, I said century.
I think you
might have
won that one, because I said 1600. I didn't say 16th century.
Oh. Well, I guess Paul gets that one, then. Very luckily.
You're too honest, Rachel. Too honest.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Way too honest. I'll take it.
Right now, Andrew's got 2, and Rachel and Paul have 1. We're going to make the last question worth 2 points. So that the first
so that Andrew
four
can't
questions
win.
Were irrelevant.
Bullshit. I'll just stomp you. I'm going to stomp you out.
Okay. Claude Monet's father wanted him to be what? A roofer, a barber, or a grocer?
Cats.
Rachel.
Roofer.
No.
Beer.
Oh.
Paul.
I go with the grocer.
That's correct.
Yeah!
What?
Balls. I'm also going to go with grocer.
Also correct. What are the odds?
Oh!
Yeah, that was my quick art quiz.
I like
that
it.
Art-related things, isn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, but I there guess. We go. Paul's the winner.
There.
Woohoo! You get
come
that,
from behind.
You get that beer that you drank. That was your... You could even have another if you want.
Ooh,
that'll
man.
That'll be the real prize.
Perfect. That just made my day. Which is good. Total side note, not related to art. I just found out from my landlord they're ripping off the roof to our front porch.
Forever? Or they're replacing it?
No, forever, because it's the only one that has a roof, because it's amazing to have one on the front porch. And the homeowner wants everything to match all the other houses, so our house being resided and they're ripping off that. And they threatened to take off our back porch, too. Even though nobody can see it, and it's surrounded by trees.
Wow.
Bastards.
But hey, at least you won the quiz.
At least I won that free beer, though. That was my side note. A little anecdote.
Oh, that's too bad.
Very nice. So, Rachel, where did you go to school?
I went to school with both of these guys. And
oh, you went RIT. There. Did you go for graphic design?
I went for new media design. It was somewhere in between coding and graphic.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Yeah, very cool. Fun.
So do you do you? Anything? Oh, I went to the University of Buffalo, and my BFA was a concentration in emerging practices, so it was very similar. I started graphic design, got bored, and then shifted to animation and coding, which then I mixed with sculpture, drawing, and painting.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that was pretty similar to mine.
Sounds about right. Did you ever use processing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hated that program. Because you learned an entire language for this program, but it only worked for that program and that alone.
Ooh. That's true. Well, if you ever want to build robots, Arduino is built on processing.
That's true. That's cool. We made, like, you know the Apple screensavers, like Flurry and all that stuff? We made those in processing.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And then we had to make our own, like, homemade Kinects using, like, a laptop camera. So we had to code this program so it detects the user in front of it, and you could do different things. So, for example, one person had it so your face showed up, and if you waved your hand over, like, the hat, you'd pick up the hat, and you could put it on your head, and you could, like, dress yourself differently. Someone else did a color-sensitive thing, so if you held up a red pencil, it would make an like, explosion happen, and lava would go everywhere, and then if you waved blue, then it would be, like, a flood, and then you waved green, it would be, like, very prosperous, so you can, like, kind of control the world and what happens based on the colors you showed.
Wow.
That's a lot cooler than I thought, because I heard Kinects, like, the toy. And I was
and I was like, you made Kinects?
With the camera? What's that mean?
Like the, you know,
yes.
Like the Wii.
That was much cooler than what I thought.
Mine, I made a disco dance party one. So there's four songs in each corner, so whenever you picked the song, you then started dancing and it changed. It looked like an iPod commercial when you were moving around on screen. So I just kind of evaluated like what it was seeing there, and then would change the colors likewise to fit what you were doing.
That's pretty cool. Sweet.
Seemed fun and obnoxious. That's really what I would pick, the most obnoxious songs you can imagine.
Rickrolled everybody.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty funny.
In our class, somebody took a bunch of servo motors and hooked them up to knives. Death machine. He used it to slice a banana.
Oh, sure.
Standard killmobile operation. Only programming I did was I don't remember what the class was. We just did a open office, like with Microsoft Excel. But I made most of a Yahtzee.
You made Yahtzee in Excel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the VBA programming part of it.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, I think I took that same class, but I made my partner do everything in the project.
You would.
Yeah, I'm really bad at that. I'm good at manipulating people, but bad at, like, doing the work, so.
It's really awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you used your strength there.
I didn't even have to do anything. Like, I literally just, like, didn't do anything, and he's like, I'm going to do this because I'm good at it, and, you know. I was like, all right.
Cool. Sweet, bro.
Oh, sure. Why not?
He wanted a good grade. He got stuck with me.
That's fair. Did you ever deal it with, like, Dreamweaver or anything like that, where you have to code your own websites right from scratch?
No. I got out of engineering.
Oh, we had to do that. That wasn't engineering. That's...
I know, but that's the only reason I had that was somehow related to mechanical engineering.
Yeah, we had to build them from scratch. That was the most... Learning code was the most obnoxious, boring thing in the world. Not a fan of it, personally.
I build websites from scratch every day.
And that's why you do what you do, and I do what I do.
And you make face walls.
I make face walls, and you make Facebooks. I can't sit at a computer for that long. Like, I go insane. It's bad enough editing. I'd rather. I need to.
Yeah, I feel like editing takes way longer.
Oh, it does. It's like 1 hour, 2 hours of editing for every minute, depending on what you're doing. But if it's like really intense sequences, you can spend easily several hours on just a minute of footage.
Each of the first three podcasts, the first four podcasts we did, each took me 3 to 4 hours.
sounds a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, it really is. It, especially when you're using, like, nice speakers, so you really hear what happens. Mm-hmm. There's so much you have to, like, be aware of and listen to.
And you can hear, it's like, they get markedly better each time.
Well, that's good.
Quality-wise. I don't know about content-wise, but... I'm only a quarter of that.
You made a whole jingle and everything.
I did.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard that.
I just got some free, royalty-free music. Ah, did you listen to the podcast, Rachel? Because then you would know.
I mean, I was sitting here for all of them.
The one last week where you guys were off celebrating your birthday.
Oh.
That's what it was about.
Oh, I guess not.
I tried to listen to it, and then I didn't.
Fair enough. Now Bill is saying you don't celebrate birthdays after 21. After that, it's like the tens. You get 30, 40, 50. Other than that, no.
What the fuck says that?
That's what Bill said.
That's because Bill... So, well, I won't say anything, but...
I feel like you gotta fit the 25 one in there, because that's the last, like,
well, you're
birthday
still
where you can
immature.
Still get something new. Like, it's at 25, you can finally rent a car.
Right, right.
So it's like the last milestone birthday besides the decades. So I feel like you missed one after 21. It's like 21, 25 is like a pseudo kind of...
It's reasonable. You can throw it in there.
Right, it can
why
count,
not?
And then
it'll
it's like
it'll ease
30.
Off with the... Instead of getting them every year, it'll ease off to
yeah.
the 10.
Yeah.
1 to 10 is a huge leap. 1
yeah.
to 5?
Yeah,
1
to
5
and 5 to 30, and then, yeah.
Do you have a rebuttal to that, Rachel?
What?
So I said at the end of the thing, we'd give you a rebuttal to Bill's statement.
Yeah, no, I feel like they're a good excuse to get smashed and treat yourself.
Yeah, I can't argue that. That's, like, the perfect rebuttal.
Why would you decide not to do that?
Yeah, also,
I mean,
it's like...
I personally think that the older you are, it's the longer your birthday extends. So you go from one day to 2 days to the weekend to the whole week to 2 weeks. So, you know, you can make it as long as you want. It's my birthday month.
Birthday month?
Yeah.
My birthday year, obviously.
It's inevitable.
That's when you're just an alcoholic.
Exactly.
Your birthday was 6 months ago. What?
Celebrate!
No, your birthday's 6 months
from
today.
From now, yeah. We're now the halfway.
You're building up to
it's
it now.
Birthday and a half.
I'm trying to think. Is there anything fun in the art world? Is there ever anything fun in the art world?
Depends on your...
perception of fun?
Yeah. For me?
Eh. Oh, this is kind of related. I just saw SU Drama Department had... Stephanie DeBruzzo come on. She is the woman from the musical episode of Scrubs that like is going crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah, she came to speak at Syracuse.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Last week on Halloween actually, because she has been working with the Muppets for like 20 years on Sesame Street and whatnot and Avenue Q, because Syracuse is actually putting on Avenue Q in the spring, which is actors using puppets to put on a musical. I think the musical is actually about the puppets, but the actors are clearly there.
Right.
So she gave a whole lecture about what it takes to be a puppeteer and how do the characters get made both physically and then like vocally and acting wise and all that stuff, and saying that there's a everyone goes through a process, and the big question that comes from people like joining is like, so how long did it take before you cried? Because I guess it's so intense. One, having to act out the body language and everything, but maintain the character of the puppet that you're doing, create the character of the puppet, make a new voice for them, to be able to sing and act and improvise with staying in that character so it like, all sounds like it should be coming from them, and then remember any choreography or routines or fit any points, not to mention you're doing this whole thing watching yourself on a TV screen while everything's above your head, with sometimes up to 5 people working one puppet. So it's a lot to handle. And so she said that everyone has a cracking point before they get over it and keep going on. But it's understandable. But it was actually really fascinating to listen to.
Yeah, that sounds pretty sweet.
I didn't realize that like a lot of those puppets, the eyes and nose and all stuff, is all removable. It's all like Velcro. But there's a few selected like
because they can have different facial expressions.
Well, not even that. It's like they're completely separate characters. So like Miss Piggy and Kermit and Gonzo, those are like fixed. Whatever they are, they stay. But then they have
all the background
these,
ones?
Yeah, the background characters where they're literally just like a solid color and a mouth and a head shape. And everything else can get, so one of those base Muppets can be like 30 different characters based on what eyes they put on, nose, hair.
And you have to remember each character for each setup. Wow.
Well, a lot of them are like single appearance characters, so they,
so
like,
they just throw them on for one episode.
Exactly. And then if they make a splash, then they might make a recurring appearance, yeah, in something else. And so a lot of the sketches and a lot of the lines that come in come from rehearsals and stuff where they're just improvising, and if something mm-hmm. really works well, then the writers will run with it, and then the character may become something bigger. But she's a cool lady.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
I did like that episode of Scrubs.
Yeah, it was pretty fantastic. She was really nice.
Okay. I guess that'll wrap this up. Paul, Rachel, thanks for coming on the show.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.